Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And it's our first show of 2022.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year. Cheers. That's what the year is, 2022. That doesn't sound right.
No. I think about 1982, and you're like, fuck.
40 years ago.
This shit's moving fast. Yeah. Can you think that 1982 was 40 years ago?
Right.
What the fuck?
It's kind of nuts. But we press on.
You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Chicago Beer Pass is here for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully we got a good schedule going. We got our little setup here.
I feel good about the setup, Brad. I'm not going to lie. You know,
keep rolling. As long as there's beer and things to talk about, we've got a show.
You know, I'm with that. I am with that.
And I've got brand new beer just released today on, what's this, Thursday? I don't know, whatever day it is, Thursday something.
It is a Thursday. First Thursday.
And this is Fog Bone from Half Acre.
Brad, this is a coconut porter from Half Acre at 7%. You know, when they say coconut porter, they mean it. But it's not the fruity coconut, it's the earthy coconut. And then also, it's dark in color, but the body is light and it's kind of roast forward. Like, so it's not trying to be a baby stout at all. Like, it's a true porter.
No, but I think that all the flavors together give me like a chocolate milk vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of feel that. It feels, not that it's sweet like chocolate, but it just, I don't know, like there was a little bit of chocolate syrup and we just kind of went for it.
I enjoy the layers of, I don't know if it's bitterness or roast or both, but I enjoy those layers sprinkled in with the chocolate milk. Mm-hmm. It's nice. This is fun.
Yeah. And it's, what is it, only like 7%, right? So yeah. It's not, you know, that's just decent, but it's not like crazy.
Yeah, that's where you want to be. Mm-hmm. Nothing going on, just a black and fluorescent label with a bunch of skeletons on it.
Yeah, it was. There you go. I saw the IG ad. It was like this can with a bunch of like smoke machine stuff, whatever. And I was like, all right, coconut porter. Nick's gonna be down for that. So
proper abstract glassware here. I can't tell you the shape of this glass, but it's a. It's a modern pint glass, for lack of a better term.
Oh, okay. It's a 21st century pint glass.
Yeah, it's thin. It's got curves. It's nice, but it's a pint. You know, it's a pint base, just different.
Yeah, I know you had gotten a couple Bodum glasses a while ago, and I broke one of them, and so they're, you know, don't really use those anymore because we don't have two of them. So
Grand Taster, I think that one is, with the fat lip.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted another one of those, but I went there. They had the Big Hugs kind of like stemware one.
Okay.
Then they had this, and they had a Valhalla kind of sort of like the other glass, but not. It was like different. I was like, I don't even drink that beer, that IPA. I never get it, so.
Yeah. That's the problem. You get off into these brands a little too heavy. You know, having a brewery branded glass is one thing. When you start getting into, like, actual beer release glasses, right. It's too specific.
Yeah, I was like, I just want, what, I take that for one picture? I don't know. This one just says Half Acre, so it's kind of perfect.
Yeah, and the last thing you want to be is one of these assholes that has a different name beer on the glass than the beer that's in it, you know?
Yeah,
we don't want to be them. There's too many. There's already enough of those people.
And I've never seen this modern pint glass.
It's a fantastic vessel, Brad. So good job by you.
So cheers. Yeah, we're going to probably knock back a can of this. And then I also grabbed Buzzard, which is a hoppy small beer couple weeks ago we were talking about there's not enough small beers, or what happened to that like trend. Boom, Half Acre delivers.
Yeah,
they must listen.
You know, this is the unofficial official Half Acre pod, and I wonder if it's a small beer in the true sense, where a small beer is in like second runnings of a stout, or is it Half Acre kind of doing their thing, just kind of coming up with their own fucking name for a beer?
I don't know. I bet on the website it probably tells us.
Yeah,
but this is a small beer of, because it's a hoppy small beer,
mm-hmm.
So it must be some sort of double IPA or a triple IPA small beer.
Right on.
But that's cool. We'll dive into that after this. Well, this being the first episode of the new year, we have a little bit to recap, because we did a suburban crawl
a
couple days before the new year.
We close out the year rocking the suburbs, man.
Yeah. I first off had lunch at Forbidden Root.
Okay.
And then, so I did that little thing, and then I picked Nick up. And I was like, we're going to Moore.
It was a very specific request. Brad's like, yo, let's go to the burbs and let's go to Moore. And I'm like, what is he talking about, this guy?
Uh-huh. So I was all ready. We were going to take the drive, you know, way out there, out in Huntley.
Huntley.
And I put the wrong Moore in the GPS. And we got off the expressway. And I was like, ah, this is weird. It must be maybe there's traffic and it's taking me a different route. I didn't think anything of it. And then we're like driving for a while past like kind of going the wrong way. And we cross the expressway. I'm like, I know this shit is like off the expressway. Where is it taking me?
I'm like, Brad got off by the airport. And all of a sudden we're on fucking like Elmhurst Road or some shit. I'm like, this is not where Moore is. Where the fuck are we going?
And I'm like, well, we're going to the other Moore.
So we were headed to the Huntley Moore, but we ended up at the original Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sort of worked out,
yeah.
Because Lunar is right there. There's not really another brewery super close to the Huntley Moore.
Right. I mean, like, if you're on the highway and you're taking 90 up, you'd pass, you know, Microphone. But it's not exactly right off the highway.
Right.
So there's nothing really.
Maybe the So-Hopped.
So-Hopped, or maybe.
Like Killings. It's like a.
What?
There's another brewery up that way.
I'm thinking of your guys, Short Fuse, because that's right by the airport too.
Yeah, no, this is.
You talking about something else?
Out near Huntley.
Huntsville,
Huntley. Yeah, between So-Hopped and Moore.
So-Hopped.
There's another one called Killingers or something like that.
It's too much to keep up with when you think of this. All the breweries in the city, that the suburbs dwarf the number of city breweries.
Yeah.
There's 30 more breweries in the burbs than there are in the city.
But, so we got near, we were in Elmhurst, which, you know, there's three breweries there. There's Moore, Lunar, and Elmhurst Brewing, which.
True.
We could have did, but, you know, it was just sort of like.
We didn't really know until after we left Moore.
Yeah, I maybe should have did that, but then I was like, let's get back.
But I feel like that's your route, though. If you were to do Villa Park proper, you'd go Elmhurst, Lunar, Moore, in any order you want.
Guess, but you probably want to end with Moore or start with Moore. Putting Moore in the middle of putting the best in the middle, maybe, is kind of like, eh. I don't know how to speak of Elmhurst because I've never had their stuff, but
right.
I can assume, and I'm going to make assumptions that it's not as good as Moore.
Man, we are off to a good start here in 2022.
But so we decided to do, because we're going to get food. We decided to do Moore second,
yeah.
Rather than Lunar first, because I didn't even think they had. Do they have food? I don't.
I tell you something. No, I had to go to Moore for a pickup, and you know, I took the Metro out there. It was raining, and I had to walk a mile from the Metro to get to Moore. And on the way, you have to walk past Lunar, and that's when I realized, oh shit, Lunar is like a few blocks from Moore, and no one ever talks about it.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's been there, it's been neighborhood brew pub since 1996?
I mean, you know.
Was it 96?
Yeah, I think so. Lunar Beer Co., hello.
Yeah. It was, I felt like the whole trip was sort of like a little bit of daze, because it was like, why were we doing this? Just like, let's do it.
A, why are we doing this? B, how did we not go to the right location? And then C, what the fuck's going on here at Lunar?
And we walk in, and it's sort of like we were in, like, the wrong town, or the we walk through, like, some sort of time warp thing.
It was instantly 2003 in this fucking joint.
The bar was full.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody else in this place. And it's a good size, Lunar. Bar's full. Lots of people hanging out. Everyone probably either off work or townies, basically. Right? It was like December 29th.
It was an alternate universe where it's still, you know, Y2K just ended. Everyone's glad that the world didn't end. This alternate universe is this brewery. There's a fucking, what do you call that, strobe light thing going.
Right, there's a Halloween, there's Christmas lights up, but there's also Halloween decorations still up in the back. It was like a VFW.
You know, Brad said this, we were there, he's like, yo, this is a VFW. And I couldn't unsee it the whole time I was there.
Some of the tables were like card table. They were like high top card tables. I had never seen that before. I didn't know you could have a high top card table.
I'm like, I bet you they do the Toys for Tots here and the Santa Claus pancake brunch. All that shit probably happens here.
Back at a stage going on.
Yeah.
And they were at one point playing Dead Kennedys. And it was strange. I got like a tropical mango thing. I was like, you know what? Like, I think it was called like something like Paradise for the holidays.
Paradise City.
Or something like that.
Fucking,
yeah.
Like the Guns N' Roses song. I got a Malort barrel aged stout.
So, I don't know if we can like really judge more, because we picked oddballs in this. I don't know why we just didn't get the IPA or the lager or whatever else, but we picked like, let's go tropical mango and Malort thing.
I mean, we wanted to get a piece of the action. We wanted to get whatever they were doing that was true to what they are, right? We wanted to get the thing that, you know, we wanted to get. Well, first of all, they had a ton of draft beers.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Like, and then the guests, a lot of guests. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to get their stuff, which, you know, their stuff was small compared to the number of offerings they had. I will say this about them. They had a bunch of old school fucking Belgian stuff in cans and in bottles.
Yeah.
You know, your Deliriums and your Three Philosophers from Oma Gang and, you know, all this really cool Belgian shit. Yeah. And I'm like, well, this stuff.
And that seemed like what everyone was drinking at the bar. They also had cans of, I think they had some old cans or maybe Rev cans. I don't remember what people were drinking. So it was interesting that the brew pub was sort of like, our beers are like here.
It's kind of a secondary thing.
But
come here for this assortment of old school craft beers.
Yeah.
Right?
Or new and other ones that we think are better than ours.
That we're definitely showcasing before our own, right? Like,
right.
We've got four of our beers, but we've got like 20 draft lines.
Right, where like, please, like Peace, they have guest drafts, but they're like in the back. They don't have like labels. You gotta like ask for it. It's not a feature. Lunar was like, the other taps are the feature.
Yeah.
And ours are, yeah, I don't know, we make beer.
That's exactly how I felt. I didn't know much about Lunar. I was telling Brad, like, back in the day on the old Chicago Brew Bus, I remember those guys they printed our shirts for us. Oh. You know, they got the Dickey shirt, and they put our logo on all that shit.
They probably have a screen printer in the back.
Yeah. So that's a service they offer.
In the basement, probably.
That's a service they offer, too. You know, if you just want some, you know, branded gear, you know, they'll do that for you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all I knew about them. I had never been. I just heard, you know, I just heard that story about the shirts. So,
yeah, I don't need to go back to Lunar, but I found it very interesting, like just the whole vibe that might make me like take someone to it, be like, yeah, like see this spot.
You know, like, I was for a pint and one and done. I was into it. I was into it for the one and done. It was cool. I'm glad we went.
And so I think if you go out to more or do the all three over there, it's like, yeah, stop in for a beer. You don't need to stay for that long. It's a bar.
Yeah. They are open till like 1 a.m. And across the street is like some, you know, slot machines and shit. And then Villa Park's a strange place because, you know, the sidewalk is dangerously close to the road. The roads are dangerously small, you know, and the businesses, the sidewalk and the road are all very close together in an unusual way.
Yeah.
But then, Standard Meadery is over there, right? Because when we were over there, I'm like, oh shit, Standard Meadery is right up the street. But yeah, if you just want to like escape the city and do something, you could hit all these things we described, you know, Elmhurst, Standard Meadery, and fucking Lunar, and more.
Noon Whistle isn't that far.
Yeah.
From that's in Lomberg.
Yeah.
And that's just a little bit of a drive. So.
Yeah. So, and you know, it didn't take that long to get there.
No. Well, because we thought we were going to haunt me. And I don't know. This is closer anyway. So.
Yeah.
So then we went over to Moore. And you, on the like way up there, you were like looking at the menu to see what the Huntley Moore had and the food. Right. This Moore had the same shit.
Once we found out we're committing to the original Moore, we're like, well, what's the difference in the menu? It's the exact same menu, except for the frozen beer machine was broken at the original Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that just made me kind of be like, the Huntley Moore is like really nice, but why would I ever drive farther to have the same thing now?
Right.
It doesn't.
Why?
Yeah. Oh. I think they need to, I don't know, have a few different offerings that like kind of, I don't know, make one, you go here for this, but you got to go here for this.
They bottle pours, like all the shit they release over the calendar year, you know, all their kind of cool barrel-aged stuff. If you had pours of that going on in Huntley and you didn't have those at Villa, something like that to kind of differentiate the two. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So then we roll up to Moore, and we decide to sit at the bar. It's pretty hopping there. Like, where Lunar was sort of a chill, Moore was busy.
I don't think there was an empty seat, and the bar was mostly full, and then all the seats on the dining room floor were full.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we kind of stretched out. Put our shit in the middle of a chair, and we sat on each side of the middle
Nick
chair.
Doesn't want to sit, you know. He does.
You know, just give me 6. I need some fucking space. You know, give me some fucking space. You know?
And that, in true, just I don't know, stupidity fashion, we started with seltzers.
You know, I think I want to have. I want to say I had like a pineapple or coconut or some shit.
And I got. I don't remember what I had, but I think. I don't know why we started with seltzers, and whatever, we did, and it was kind of, they were kind of good.
Yeah, I was in on the seltzers.
Yeah, so I kind of like them.
After that, I want to say they had a Schwartz beer, right? Did they have a black lager? It was a black lager. We took some IG photos there.
Yeah.
Black lager and a kettle sour.
Yeah, did you get those? I might have just got the, like, I didn't get the cream ale. I might just got like the IPA or the lager.
Oh, Monogatari Fruited Sour, mm-hmm. and the Moore Munich Dunkel.
Okay, that's what we got. Okay, I got something else, but I don't remember what it was. And then we hit up we got the cheese curds, we got the Italian beef egg rolls, and the burger. So we kind of shared all that.
You know, the Great Western Trail is right there. That's a decommissioned train line that's now just like a nature walk. And, you know, they got a good thing going over there at Moore, honestly. You know, the food, the beer. You know, I'm a firm believer that most things are not as good in the suburbs, right? I mean, like, as far as, like, dining goes, right? No matter, you know, whether the only thing that might be as solid as the pizza. You can get good pizza in everywhere around here.
Yeah.
But for the most part, right? Most things aren't as good in the burbs, but they got a good thing going on at fucking Moore.
There's a lot of good spots in the burbs. There's that burger spot in that the guy used to work at Small Bar.
Phil McFarlane?
No, his name was Chad. It's sort of like a metal burger bar. It's like a...
Oh, yeah.
Why am I blanking on that?
I know you're talking about. Because I can't remember the name
and
either.
And then there's like the...
Chad's Burgers.
Yeah, I forget. But it's in York. Is it in Yorkville? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fucking... Because it's the only reason you would go to Yorkville.
Well,
it's like Kuma's.
I got family that lives in Yorkville, well, you know. So I got to go to Yorkville.
No, this joint is good. The joint you're talking about, if it was in the city, that would still be a good bar. Mm-hmm. What's the name of that joint? It's a burger joint. It's kind of reminiscent of Kuma's.
Yeah.
I had a masseuse at one point in Bolingbrook. I went to go see my masseuse, and then I went to Yorkville to this burger joint. And it's a good burger joint. It's what is the name of this joint?
I can't think. I've only been there. I've been there once, maybe twice.
You go in, they got murals. There's a mural of Anti-Hero. There's a mural. Awesome. There's a Metropolitan mural in there. Like, it's a proper joint, this place.
Yeah, I remember seeing it over the last year. They were having, they were sort of following like COVID protocols.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
But everyone in the suburbs in Yorkville weren't. And then at some point, they were just like
Crusade Burger Bar.
And at some point during the last 2 years of the pandemic, they were like, "Fuck it, come inside." Like, we were trying to do outside. No one else is doing outside. We're doing all these rules. No one else is following that. People are not coming here because we don't offer inside. Fuck it. Oh, we can't. So. They were like, well, we're trying, but we just can't do it here. So,
yeah.
But yeah, Crusade's good. So this place, you're like, I don't know.
That's the exception.
Poo-pooing.
No, that's the exception to the general rule. There are some exceptions, I will say. I agree with you. There are some exceptions. More. We just named two. More and Crusade. These are exceptions.
There's plenty of other ones.
All right. Okay. Fair. I will concede that point.
And yeah, I don't know more. It was a good time. We were tempted to get Bloody Marys, but our waitress, she wouldn't do it.
Yeah, she was not. She said, "Don't you dare." And, you know, we did what we were told, but then also it wasn't Sunday. I'm more of a, you know, it's gotta be a Sunday, right? I'm not drinking Bloody Marys if it's not Sunday.
I need to have them before like 2 o'clock
or that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, cheers to more. I like your stuff, man. You know?
And Lunar was a fun little stop.
Like, no one talks about Lunar. And you have to pass Lunar to get to more in most cases, if you're on the train at least.
1996, they are doing something right? Or they're doing something that's surviving.
Our guy, Chuck, Erzbach, he's on the Beer Pass IG. He's always talking about more stuff. I think he might work at more. But he's like, yo, you know, drink Malort with the guy. At the bar.
Oh, yeah.
At Lunar.
Yeah, I think it was the brewer or, I don't know, head owner or whoever he is. Like, he's been – I've seen him at Phobab. I've seen him at Beer Fest. Like, Lunar pops up.
I saw a dude in a Lagunitas IPA hoodie. Haven't seen that in a while. I like that place.
Yeah, it feels like we could have walked in there and random, like, old school beer people could be hanging. Will Turner could have been there, or Haymarket.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, a couple episodes ago, we were talking about, like, you know, what's the term? Just like, I don't know, something that's just kind of caught, and it's like a time warp, something that just kind of traps a certain moment in time, mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's what Lunar
that's is. What kind of made Lunar fun?
Yeah.
Drink the other beers that you know are good.
It was damn near a museum. It was an active museum, basically.
That's what I do. Next time I go there, I probably wouldn't have a Lunar beer. I would drink something that I know is going to deliver.
I'm going to get a Duval, especially if they got the fancy Duval cup. Okay. Yeah. Go there, have a Lunar beer, and if you stay, find some on the jukebox and then just dig into the classics, or get you like a Stone beer. They had those, don't you?
Very... Yeah, they're doing that. Yeah. only place have the house Stone beer. Nice.
Man.
That was a fun little trip.
That was a good way to end the year, actually. Yeah. I thought it was cool.
I don't know. I just gotta like pull the trigger and go sometimes to these spots. Like, let's just go.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But then you continued the suburban romp.
Illinois Beer Pass is going to be the theme of 2022.
There's too many spots. There's too many other breweries across the state that there's a lot of good Chicago ones, but there's just a lot of ones we haven't been to yet, and so yeah. We need to hit them up.
You can make the trek to the other side of town, right? And in the same time frame that it takes you to do that, you know, you could be in one of these suburbs, and we talk all the time about how these suburb breweries, a lot of times those joints are older than the breweries in the city.
Yeah.
So yeah. This place was surprisingly old. Fucking Light the Lamp up in Grays Lake.
Right.
And I got a buddy Dan who lives in Round Lake Beach, And, you know, these are all these
Round
little...
Round Lake Beach.
Round Lake Beach. There's an actual...
Beach?
There's
an actual... Round...
There's Round... There's two towns. There's a Round... There's a town called Round Lake, okay, and there's a town called Round Lake Beach. And they there's actually a Round Lake. But then also, this is all, like, near Great America, basically, right?
Yeah.
Just straight north right before you hit Wisconsin.
Wouldn't Round Lake also have a beach?
Why is it two towns? Something's... I don't know the story there.
You're like, fuck you. This is our town. We claim the beach.
You know, they all fucking... There was a...
We're beach people.
The Round Lake people, they started disagreeing, and a lot of them left and started Round Lake Beach. That's the only logical... But he always goes to this fucking Grays Lake place, Light to Lamb, and he hated it. He was like, the food's fucked. These motherfuckers are slow, and I don't like their beer and all this kind of shit. And then I talked to him like a year later. He's like, you know what? They got their act together. I like it. I like it now.
Because yeah, we only found out, not that we only found out about them. We only discovered them or finally had them a couple years ago when their brewer, like he brought us some beers.
Yeah, yeah.
Dropped them off.
I want to say Imperial Squishy. It was like a wild ale with marshmallow and like blueberry.
That was good.
I enjoyed it.
And then there was a...
Chocolate is Nuts.
Yeah.
Right? Which was like a peanut butter chocolate.
Peanut butter chocolate.
Coke.
That was good.
Yeah. These were both out of left field. These beers were good.
Yeah. Who the fuck is this guy?
Right. And then, you know, and then of course they win the medal at JBF for Still Single, which I believe is a Belgian pale.
Yeah. And that beer was great too.
You know, just kind of with the Belgian pale.
Speaking of small beers.
This small beer
singles,
works.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were wondering what it was. We don't have to wonder no more. It's a 3% hoppy pale ale. It's hitting the spot.
I might have to go get more.
This is where you want to be. This right here.
3%?
Come on. You kidding me?
Yeah. I think that Singin' Swingle is only like 5.
Yeah.
So that's good too.
Mm. So, you know, like Light the Lamp. And Light the Lamp's like a hockey term, right? You know, whenever someone scores a goal, the fucking behind the goal, the lamp lights up and it spins.
That was weird. Was it used to be like an actual lamp?
It's a lamp.
A light.
It's a light. I mean, but it's, you know.
Did someone like have to put the match?
He just went back like 200 years with the fucking light with the match. But you know, it's a hockey bar was the point I was trying to make. Okay. It's a hockey bar.
I didn't know there was a hockey. I thought it would be like a sea term. Like, oh, I gotta light the lighthouse lamp.
You are wrong, Brad.
Especially right near Round Lake Beach.
That's true. Yeah, coastal community here, fucking round.
You gotta
the Great Round Lake.
You gotta have the lighthouse so boats who are on your lake.
You know. We're a coastal community here at the Round Lake Beach. it's a hockey bar, and then like you know, the best part about this joint is the roof. You know, the inside of the boat roof, the boat truss booth.
Okay,
your roof.
You're a sucker for that,
dude. It warms my heart, man. This is kind of like an ode to like you know these old buildings that were you know redone and became breweries. Mm-hmm. You know, they all had a story to tell, and no matter who you are, whether your pipe works or off color or moody tongue or, you know, you went in this building and you changed everything except for that roof. You know, fuck peace. You know, right. Think about the roof at peace. You know, like
Twisted Hippo.
So many places you can go on and on, you know, about the boat truss fucking roof. So you go in, it's the first thing you notice. You're like, ah.
Even though whoever has it, it's like, there's not many of these left. Like, I've been through a lot of them.
I named like 15 of these fucking joints. You know? So that's cool. But then they got every... Chicago Blackhawks championship banner and like 6 of them or however many they are all hanging as part of a feature in the dining hall.
Does Bob McDormick know about this place? Like he's hardcore Blackhawks.
Well shit, Beer Bistro was like an official Blackhawks bar.
I feel like this is like his family.
Yeah.
Has this bar.
He's probably, you know, he's probably an investor at this joint for all we know. Yeah, so I'm glancing over at the chalkboard, and it says, you know, 9 IPA, you know, and I'm like, what is that?
Like nine different?
Right. I'm like, 9 different hops, you know? I mean, this can't be a 9-year-old beer, you know? And I'm like, well, what's up with this? What's the story behind this IPA? You're like, yeah, we're celebrating our 9th anniversary.
What?
And I'm like, this is unreal. Because this place looks fairly new. This place couldn't be more than, I think it was 3 years old, this building. But they had a storefront joint for the other 6 years. Like up the street.
Okay.
Much smaller, you know, in a strip mall. You know, so Light the Lamp is 9 years old, which I didn't know.
A lie. Impossible.
I'm saying. It kind of blew me. I'm like, really? He's like, oh, we're 9 years old.
So that's like 2013, right?
2013 was 9 years ago? Oh, shit. Yeah.
I think Chicago Beer Fest is like 8.
This is fucking crazy.
You might be 9 years
I
old,
can,
too.
Yeah, because I can remember it being like every bit of like 2014, 2013 when we first started doing this.
Yeah.
Fucking Bomb Camp was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, Loose Keys is, this has come up on 11 years, so yeah.
It was right, yeah. Shit.
Shit, okay.
We should have a special guest and do a festival. That's what we should do. We should have the biggest guest we can think of, like 3 of them, and we should do a festival for the 10 year.
A festival of us?
Yeah, we should do a Chicago Beer Pass Festival. Oh. And just invite everyone we know.
Oh.
Yeah. We might get like 80 people.
Where are we having this at? Light the Lamp.
That's a good 40-mile ride.
Alarmist. Alarmist is always a good spot.
Yeah. And they got the outdoor space, too.
That's true.
We should definitely do that. This place, 9 years old.
Crazy.
How
was the burger? I've seen pictures of this burger that makes, we were talking about Crusade and burgers. I don't have burgers on my mind now. I've seen pictures of Light the Lamp burger, and I'm like, and the fries together. And it's like, I kind of just want to go. Like, I don't even worry about the beer. The burger and picture.
Still single, keep it.
The burger and fries look good enough.
I'm trying to tell you, man, this place is the real deal. We talk about joints that, if they were in the city, would be just as good as anything in the city. I'm telling you.
Here's another one.
There's another one. This place is the real deal. I went for the vegan joint, you know, trying to watch my girlish figure. I got the Impossible Burger. It came on a focaccia tomato, sun-dried tomato bun. Fucking proper fries. I mean, I was all in. I'm like, yo, this place is nice.
They're like wedge fries, right? Are they just...
No, I'm blanking.
Oh, okay. They look good. Like peppery, salty.
So once you get up there, you're doing more than one stop once you go all the way up there. So then by the time you eat, you're fucking... You're 3 sheets to the wind.
Damn.
But I do remember the burger. Okay. Oh, and if you got the actual burger... You got the actual beef burger. It came with the Merck's cheddar. I'm a sucker for that. So
okay.
But yeah, cheers to them, man. They're 9 years old.
That's awesome. Congrats. Yeah. Light the Lamp. Yeah.
And that's a nice space. That is a very
nice
space.
What'd you drink then? Did you drink the 9?
I didn't drink the 9. I went back to back swinging singles.
<'Cause> that's fucking guy.
Because I was, you know, I was at that point in the trip where I was like, I was a little faded and I'm like, bring on the still singles. Give me another one. I'll have another one. I don't need any more than that. Because, you know, I'm out yonder. I have to get back home.
You know, this looks bad. You were just drinking single swingles at Light the Lamp. We go to more. We get seltzers.
I like that it's single swingles. I like that we just renamed the fucking award-winning beer.
Swingles.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good for us.
Well, we at least... know that there's a 9th anniversary IPA. But yeah, other than that, I couldn't tell you much else.
All right. I'm glad one of us finally made it to Light the Lamp.
I feel like I'm going to be on my Illinois Beer Pass shit this year heavy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I came across a brewery. I was looking up like some events or just things for the show. And it was like Bubble Pop in Lyle or Bubble something in Lyle. I was like, who the fuck is this?
Dude.
And I guess I'm going to Lyle. Because
how's she going to know? If you don't go, none of us will know what the fuck it is if you don't go.
And like, I know like Milk Money is another one I haven't gone to. So there's not any new Chicago breweries. Though I still have not been to Middlebrow. But
yeah, because I've had Middlebrow. Got the weird hours.
But. They got that bread. The people love that bread.
It's pretty good bread.
So I do have to go there, but there's not another Chicago brewery that, like, I don't know, is making waves that I
want to say, like, Burning Bush is maybe, like, the newest, right? Or, you know, technically the newest, Solemn Oath, even though they're not a new crew.
Or you went to the Okanoy.
Oh, yeah, there, which is, like, a year old or something.
There's Printer's Row that I have to stop at.
And then Jeff Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's some new ones.
But there's not like as many new ones as like the suburbs are. Like, there's a lot popping up, and I bet there's a lot that pop up that like maybe delayed last year. That'd be like pandemic and everything. We were just unsure, and okay, we're ready to go this year.
Yeah, you know, it's I'm not gonna say undiscovered. There's a ton of stuff out there that we know nothing about, and that's why I miss a crew like what do you call it?
Suburbia.
Yeah, I was gonna say Ale to the Burbs. Who I don't even know who that is, but Suburbia is what I was thinking of. Crews like that, I could at least look at their blog and be like, hey, this is what's going on out there. Because without that, it's like I was telling Brad in the pre-show, I'm like, there's a crew called it's either First Forest, something about a forest. Anyway, we'll say Forest Brewing, and they're at Crafted, and I'm like, come out and meet the crew at Forest Brewing. They're a year old, and I'm just like, I've never even heard of Forest Brewing. And there's probably a lot of spots like that on the outskirts that you know, we just don't know about.
Yeah, I think there's also less people, I don't know, reporting on Illinois beer. You know, you got Zoller, you got a couple of people have left.
The problem is we're all doing the same shit.
Right.
We're all talking about the exact same releases, which, you know, it's up to us, really. These other fuckers aren't going to go out there.
Right.
You know?
Are the hip-hop guys still doing their thing?
I've never really listened to them. I know who you're talking about because Revolution said you need to get these guys on your show. I think it's called – I think it might be called Hip-Hops. But bars, beers and bars, right?
Yeah, I listened to their episode end of last year, and then I listened to another episode, and then I like
Did they go anywhere that you didn't go?
And I didn't like, but they didn't like pop up in my feed again or on my because I've subscribed to them. But YouTube's like weird like that; they don't show you stuff.
So, you gotta sign in.
Are they still doing it?
Did you sign in?
They were hitting other spots and talking about other things.
Yeah, so I do appreciate whenever we're at, whether it's at the last one I remember was like the old Kings and Convicts, the Ballast Point downtown before it closed. But anyway, when we went there, you know, they had two nights of parties. And one was a proper dinner, you know, like looked like the Last Supper, that kind of dinner. And the night before that, it was like just a full blown out 300 person, you know, blunt. Oh, but anyway, like all these people that you've seen cover stuff, you saw them at this fucking thing.
Right.
And I was just like, man, I'm really excited that there's so many crews that cover shit because honestly, it's too much for one crew to cover, you know?
Yeah. Because even you have our buddy Josh from Bourbon A's.
That's the only reason I've been to Brickstone is because I know this fucking guy.
And he doesn't have he's not even on the paper anymore, right?
He's not on the, what was it, the Kankakee Journal.
Right.
He's not there. He's like a guest on the Chicago Reader.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think he did this story on the beer we put in our top 10 last year. Sipe?
Oh.
He did. Yeah. I read that story there.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like, but without these other crews, well, no one else is going, Brett, so we have to go is the point.
We have to go?
We got
to
go.
Oh, I guess we got to go. So is that our commitment for 2022 to make it to new spots?
You know?
Around the state?
Without us, Brad, no one's going to know what the fuck's going on.
Damn. Okay. We got to stop just going to Salamos then.
We can't go to Peace and Rev and...
I'm like...
And Half Acre.
I pieced myself out. I pieced up. I don't know. No more Revolution.
Okay, man. We gotta do it as if we're the only ones doing it.
Okay. I know. I don't know. There's a lot of good spots. So, all right.
Yeah.
Commitment for this year. All right. So what else we got? There was a news story you came across that Monster, the energy drink,
man.
Not the like .com, the Monster finding new jobs.
Oh yeah, there is a Monster.com.
Is that still around?
No, it looks like Monster, the energy drink. Let's see. Monster acquired the Canarchy. So the Canarchy is Perrin, Squatters, Wasatch, Deep Ellum, Oscar Blues and Cigar City. Oscar Blues and Cigar City are the big ones, but the Canarchy Craft Brewery Collective was sold to Monster Energy Drinks for $330 million, Brad.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. Do you want to hear my possible conspiracy theory on energy drinks and craft beer.
Go for it.
So most craft beer is now in 16-ounce cans.
Yeah.
And Monster has been in 16-ounce cans forever. The move to 16-ounce cans was because that age group who grew up drinking Monster was going to want a similar size can when they started drinking, when they could drink beer. And so it would be an easy progression for them to go for a 16-ounce can versus like a 12-ounce can that would be like a soda or their dad's or grandpa's beer.
You know, that is true. There's a synergy. There's a can synergy there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Monster is, I think of like, I don't know, state fairs and Monster Truck Series and football, baseball, basketball. Like, there's event-centric things that Monster is a part of.
Yeah.
That they kind of, like you said, they need to just touch everybody, right?
Right. So
the 12-year-old, the 21-year-old, the 50-year-old, everybody.
It's similar to what Anheuser-Busch does across like their whole line of alcohol, but Monster realized, I think, and they've known this for a long time, they need to move people through the age group, sort of like food or television does or any other like social media stuff. You need to have people like move from this thing to the next thing once they get to this age group. So how do you do this?
Yeah, that's true. One thing that stood out about this arrangement was that Cigar City actually has a which I didn't know. They have a cider and mead company called Cigar City Cider and Mead. Mm. And that organization was not included in the original sale to Fireman Capital. Fireman Capital was a previous owner of Cigar City. So since it wasn't included in that, it won't be included in this.
Okay.
So the meadery and cider company stays separate of this deal.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Sort of like a virtue kind of thing. So at some point, they will sell to it again. Interesting. Mead.
Yeah, the Brewers Association made a statement about this sale because the idea was that they might be not included in the Brewers Association metrics on craft breweries since they're not owned by an independent independent company anymore. The Canarchy
Cigar
folks.
City.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So this is what the Brewers Association said. In this instance, Monster is not a beverage alcohol industry member, so this new ownership structure does not affect Canarchy's independence in regards to the beverage alcohol industry.
So they got someone being a little cash?
Right. So their idea is since they weren't sold to a big national conglomerate that makes beer, then they can still be considered craft.
So Facebook could come in and buy Half Acre, yeah, market the shit out of it. Half Acre is still craft beer.
Right. Because Miller didn't buy them. Exactly.
That's some bullshit.
It is. They are very self-serving, that organization, the Brewers Association. So.
Interesting. Okay. Crazy. Well, as we enter the new year here, this mead thing made me think about, like, oh, is mead going to be a thing this year? Like, what's 2020 bring us? 2022.
Are you still, you're still at Lunar, aren't you? You're still,
you're still Lunar. Well, that was like 98, I think. Or maybe 2002 was Lunar. Yeah, that was probably perfect. Lunar was probably 2002.
Fucking bizarro world, man. That shit was wild as hell. Oh.
What does 2022 bring us in like the beer world? We saw like this resurgence or this like, I don't know. Everyone made a lager in 2021.
Yeah.
Like everybody. Like, I don't know. Lunar probably had a lager.
There were a ton of lagers. It's true.
And they weren't all good. They weren't all like Dovetail, Metro.
No.
Level lagers. But, you know, it was nice to see. Like Half Acre made a good. They had like a fishing one. That might have been 2020.
Fader?
No, it was like a fishing log. It was like I had a fish on it. I don't remember what it was called. There's a picture on our IG somewhere.
I remember seeing a billboard for Fader. So long as I remember is Fader.
So what are we gonna see? Are we gonna see like a return to these classic styles in 2022, or are we gonna see like more seltzer, mead. Is mead finally? I don't really want mead to become a thing.
Sweet. You know, Standard Meadery did have some fuzzy meads or carbonated meads that were low ABV that I really liked.
Yeah.
They look like shit in the glass, though, because they were, like, all, you know, adjunct heavy, so it just kind of stuck to your glass all gross. But the flavor was there. But, yeah, in general, so many meads are just so...
More cider? I feel like ciders are... They're done. It happened.
That's true.
Kombucha didn't work out. Bobby the Booch, sorry.
As much as I enjoy a nice cider, like if I'm past my limit, but we're still drinking, instead of a lager, I honestly would lean to a cider.
Over a seltzer?
Or a seltzer. Oh, I would lean to a seltzer or a cider. So you got
seltzer, cider, kombucha.
Yeah.
Which one are you going?
Oh, kombucha probably last. I'm either going cider or seltzer.
I'd probably go seltzer.
Yeah. But I think it becomes like where we talked about so many lagers. So we talk about 2022, like what classic style would we like to see or what we think we would see in 2022, right?
I'd love to see it, and I feel like it could happen, is just a classic IPA, like not a double IPA, just like a bitter or a light hop kind of thing. I don't... like almost along the lines of Daisy Cutter, more of that, like kind of like bitter hop has like a bite, but maybe it's a little juicy. It's not hazy, but it's like a juicy bitter kind of thing going on.
Yeah, I remember those original West Coast IPAs, whether it was from like Green Flash or, you know, just kind of like bone dry, light body, just big bitter, aromatic, like IPA, like 6-7%. That would be fun, you know.
Although I'm drinking this like small beer, and I do think, and with the like kickback to the lagers in the last year, I could see people like lighten their drinking a little bit and be like, I want something with like a little bit to make me like feel good. You know, people talk about like fucking like microdosing or like a little bit of weed or whatever. You just want like a little bit of hit to like, I don't know, carry you through the next hour or something. Like, I just want to feel a little bit in me. So maybe it's like a small beer, like a 3%, like very...
Trappist, like a Trappist single?
Yeah. Something like that, like a...
Kentucky, oh, what about a common, a Kentucky common?
Yeah, commons, like I saw steam beers, cream ales.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe like that kind of...
Yeah.
They're small... You don't get fucked up. You can drive because I don't know. People are, that's what I think. It's going to be like very, maybe even the seltzer kind of thing, like, but smaller seltzers, like 2.5% seltzers.
Yeah. I like the cream ale angle because the Kentucky Common or, you know, the steam beer, it's basically a lager yeast that they brew at like, they brew it like they, like an ale.
Yeah.
Basically, but it's lager. Mm-hmm. Oh, but they're like super small and they're easy to make. And a lot of them are enjoyed on draft, but, you know, I'm rooting for something like that.
And the only problem with that is, so say this 3% beer costs, I don't know, $15, and this 7% beer costs $15, or this, if there's another one, like a 12% beer costs $15. Do I want to spend $15 on, like, the lower ABV one, or do I want the, like, higher ABV one for the same price?
That's true. That's why you want to look at something like the alt beer, right? Oh, where it's, like, it's a classic style, right? An alt beer is a malt-forward kind of classic style that's, like, you know, 8-9%, you know?
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. They're, like, 6-7% IPA.
Basically.
Might hit all the feels for people.
I'd get one.
Kind of gives you a little more flavor. Maybe it gets those like juicy people that have some, like, or the hazy people that have another IPA.
And then more importantly in everything, it kind of pays homage to classic styles, beers that came before all these weird subcategories.
Yeah.
So...
Man, it's tough. Would you have picked the return to lagers at the beginning of 2021?
No. Negative. Because lagers, like for me, I would actually rather go, you know, a fun sour ale right? You know, an Old Brune, a Wild Ale, you know, or Berliner Weiss. Like those beers, yeah. I like smaller beers. The lagers are small, but I like smaller beers that have different flavors. That's how we end up with these fucking ciders or these seltzers.
Fruited lagers?
Fruited. Sorry. You're doing a lot right now. Bro. Oh, everybody calm down.
That could be.
Everybody remain calm.
Is that our next thing?
No.
I'm thinking of this lemonade.
Yeah. But yeah, I lean towards like those wild Belgian styles in a smaller format before I would do a lager.
Because I feel like the start of 2021, we all thought seltzers were going to like dominate. I don't know if they dominated it, but we saw a lot more variety in them. But they didn't like crush beer like I think everyone thought it was going to.
You can have it on its own. You can spike it with a gin or a vodka. So it's just got more, you know, you can have it as a bar back to a shot of whiskey. It's got more range.
Yeah.
For the drinking experience, the entire drinking experience than a lager does.
All right. Yeah. We'll have to see. It's early in the year. We'll have to revisit this and see what's coming about.
Happy small beer all year long, bro.
Happy small beer. That's cool. All right. That's going to do it for our first episode of 2022. Happy New Year, everyone. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass. Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram, website, chicagobeerpass.com. Episodes get posted there. And we'll be back with another episode soon. Take care.
Cheers.